We will now compare each of the three phylogenies. But first, it might make it easier for us to identify whether a differently arranged phylogeny represents the same phylogenetic relationships if we overlay the various mutations on the phylogeny. Now we can see which individuals contain the particular mutations. Here we can see that the ancestors of the orange-haired girl evolved mutations for no freckles, pigtails, and orange hair, in that order. Therefore, any arrangement of a phylogeny that does not indicate this pattern is not consistent with our source example.